Theater Thoughts by Michael Bettencourt. Death to the 10-minute play and all its variations. All right, a bit severe. But something about the short play format does not sit right, and here's why. A short play has no room for dawdling. It must begin, middle, and end itself with the least ambiguity possible. To do this, it must trade in easily understood symbols and emotional entanglements, and deal only in the most snapshot sort of way with the struggles of human life. In the end, this makes the short play both a conservative art form and the perfect art form for a techno-rapid consumer culture bludgeoned into the short attention span and continual appetite necessary for a satisfactory rate of corporate profit. But this is only one part of my discomfort. To me, the short play, no matter how skillful, equals finger exercises for the pianist. Interesting, even elegant and touching, but not the full Monty. It doesn't stretch the narrative muscles, doesn't meet the challenge of maintaining an audience's interest over the long haul, and deeply enough to keep the audience from thinking about its ever-present need to go to the bathroom. It encourages glibness rather than discourse, conventional payoffs over pricking ambiguities. In other words, an overemphasis on and an over-promotion of the short form leads inevitably to short thinking, short sight, shortcut, shortcoming. Should they be executed? Of course not. Let 1,000 short play festivals bloom. But let's not mistake them for genuine theater. Let us put our energies into hitting the long ball. That is, write those pieces that will still speak when the body can no longer speak to audiences gathered in future dark rooms, who will still be struggling together to understand, who will still be hungering for light and life and something deeper than the momentary kick and the casual aside. Like the babe, that's where I'm pointing. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.